Have you ever felt the Holy Spirit? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. In Christianity, we use a lot of names and terms and words, frequently without explanation of what they are, who they are, and what they mean. And today we'll be talking about one of these things that I feel like we don't always take a lot of time to understand. And part of that is because you can't always understand everything about it. But that is the Holy Spirit. And there may be some parts of your life when you feel the Holy Spirit very strongly, and there may be some seasons where you feel pretty distant from the Holy Spirit. And that's what we'll be talking about in our Devo today. It's called Where is My Holy Spirit Zeal? By Cindy Lee. When people first hear that Christians all receive the Holy Spirit, there can be a sense of excitement as they anticipate a life-changing, empowering moment. In the Bible, we find the account of the day of Pentecost. Jesus' followers are all sitting together because after Jesus died and rose again, but before he ascended into heaven, he told them to wait for the Holy Spirit. Then, the Holy Spirit comes in a very visible and dramatic way, including flames and wind. The Bible goes on to show the instantaneous transformation in the apostles. They went from being fearful to courageous, and they shared the good news boldly. But what happens if your experience of the Holy Spirit isn't quite like you expected? You may ask yourself, why don't I feel different? Where is my Holy Spirit zeal? Is there something wrong with me? Don't panic. It's okay if your experience is different from what happened to the first disciples. The Holy Spirit distributes spiritual gifts to all believers. We are called to use our different gifts to share the good news and the gift of salvation, and also to serve one another in a variety of ways. For example, some Christians receive a gift of teaching or wisdom that they can share with others through speaking or writing as they listen and offer support to those in need. The Holy Spirit also strengthens us to battle through difficulties and overcome obstacles, empowering us to resist temptation and love others, even our enemies. God the Holy Spirit always glorifies God the Father and God the Son, Jesus, and never contradicts the Bible. But each believer's experience of the Spirit is unique and personal to them. If you ever wonder if the Holy Spirit is doing anything in your life, remember that God works in many different ways. Although you can't always recognize what is happening on the inside, it doesn't mean nothing is happening. The Spirit's work is sometimes a gradual process, like in nature when seeds are planted and it takes time to witness the results. Other people may begin to notice positive changes in you, such as becoming more self-controlled and showing more joy and love, which are fruits of the Spirit's work. So, embrace your journey with the Holy Spirit. Remember, it's a lifelong process. You can trust God's timing as you seek His direction and rely on Him in faith. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. What other questions do you have about the Holy Spirit? Who are trusted Christians in your life who could help you dig into Scripture and discern what the Spirit might be doing in and through you? As you and I can read in Romans 12:11, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Now, I encourage you to read in your Bible Acts 2, 1-14, Romans 12, 4-21, and Galatians 5, 22-23 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you looking for ways to support Unlocked but can't give money? I encourage you to share today's Devo with a friend or on your social media. Share why you love your Devos and what God is doing in your life right now. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about hope with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.